1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. He's proud to bring you the Rick Chamberlain Show, presented by Bud Light, live from Milano's Pizza, Subs, and Taps. Creating delicious memories since 1969 on Brown Street near the University of Dayton campus. The Rick Chamberlain Show is brought to you by Bud Light. Keep it crisp with Bud Light. Premier Health is proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. Learn more at premierhealth.com/sportsmed. Flyer Spirit, the University of student staff destination for authentic Dayton Flyers gear. Hashtag Flyer Spirit. And by University of Dayton Athletics, combining student athletes and fans of championship caliber. Now, here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin, and University of Dayton football coach, Rick Chamberlain.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Milano's on Brown Street, and welcome to our very first Rick Chamberlain show of the Dayton Flyer football season, as the Dayton Flyer football season is off and running. The Flyers are 1-0. They win their opener on the road at number 14, Indiana State, 42-35. We have talked a lot about it during the game, after the game, in the days since, about where this game ranks in program history. And everyone I talk to, Coach, whether it's Coach Mike Kelly, who was in the booth with me on Saturday, Doug Housechild, who keeps all these records and stats and facts, and then just anecdotally, this is the biggest upset. Can't call it the biggest win, because when you win a championship, that's something. But the biggest upset victory in the history of the program, certainly in the FCS era, if not since football began.
I would agree, Larry. I've been at a few Dayton football games over the last few years, and this was the most exciting game I've been a part of, as far as just all the buildup going into it, the nationally ranked that Indiana State was, and they deserved that national ranking. They're a good team, very good team. And just to see how our players executed the game plan and how hard they played, it just was one of those games that it just, you'll never forget it. And I told the guys afterwards, when they come back in 20 years for their reunion, they'll talk about this great season we're going to have. But that game, that opening game against Indiana State, will stick out to them.
Well, and in preparing for the broadcast of the game, just as you prepared your players for the game, you look at an Indiana State team that had 5 fifth-year seniors starting in the offensive line, an average of 6'6 and 325 across the front. A player who was the newcomer of the year of the Missouri Valley Football Conference, arguably the best conference in FCS football,
yes.
Is preseason first-team all-conference quarterback. You have a Buck Buchanan finalist at middle linebacker, which, there again for the fans listening, that award goes to the top defensive player in all of FCS football. They've got even a place kicker who is their all-time career leader in every stat place kicking. On paper, this is a very, very, very good football team, and they were good in real life as well. So this was not a fluke. This was not a case of Dayton beating a team that was overrated. Mm-hmm. This was a team that was really good, that the Dayton Flyers outplayed.
We outplayed them, and it was very interesting, Larry. I spoke at the Agonis this afternoon.
Oh, my condolences.
at the luncheon. And you know, part of their day or their luncheon, they have game reports. Guys will get up and talk about a game, Ohio State. They were at a Ohio State game or Miami game. Well, the first guy who got up said, "I'm an Indiana State grad. I was over at the game Saturday. And, Coach, I want you to know the reason you guys won, you played harder, you played smarter, and you just took it to us." And he said, "That's the reason." And so that was good to hear from an alum of Indiana State who saw that.
Well, we're going to get into all the specifics of that game, as well as look towards the next contest, which is also on the road coming up Saturday at Robert Morris. But we've got two of our student-athletes with us, and always the tradition on the first Rick Chamberlain show of the Flyer football season, we welcome in the captains. And we've got the two captains of this Dayton team with us, tight end Adam Troutman out of Williamsburg, Michigan, and also Flyer back Andrew Luchens out of Brentwood, Tennessee. And I'm going to go through the same questions I've asked you guys a million times, but we're going to review them for the fans, as we always do. And Adam, we'll start with you. Tell us about your high school background and what brought you to the University of Dayton.
Yeah, so I grew up in northern Michigan at a really small school. We probably had 385 kids total in the school. I had 18 kids on my varsity team junior year and 21 my senior year. So a really small school. And then, yeah, just coming out of high school, I was looking for a program that obviously has a winning tradition, great academics, and great social life and community feel. And when I came here on my visit, there was no other place that I went to that matched any of the three of those things. So that's ultimately why I decided to end up at the University of Dayton and chose to play here, and I wouldn't change a thing about it.
You were a quarterback in high school. You came here as a quarterback. At what point in time did you say, I need to switch positions?
I think it was a week and a half into camp, maybe. And kind of talked about it with our OC at the time, and he went and talked to Coach Chamberlain about it. They made me wait a few more days after I brought it up to just officially make the switch, and then got moved down during a routes on air period in practice, and ran a route, dove and caught it, and they basically just said, go grab a white jersey. So no more green jerseys
no
for me.
No green jersey.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a fine line between being self-aware, mm-hmm. knowing who you are, but also at the same time being confident.
Yeah, definitely. Honestly, the reason really why I brought it up is when I came here, we didn't have a great team concept, team culture, team feel in high school where I went. It kind of felt like every man for themselves. And when I got here, the team culture and team tradition, everything is unmatched. And I wanted to find the spot that I could, like, insert myself into that mix as fast as possible and to be able to contribute to the guys, just because everyone means so much to each other on our team. And the amount of care people have for each other is unreal. So I just wanted to be a part of that as soon as possible.
All right. Excellent answers. And, boy, he set the bar pretty high for you. Andrew Luchin's with us, a captain, a senior, the flyer back, that hybrid safety linebacker spot. Brentwood, Tennessee, you crossed the Mason-Dixon line.
Yes, sir.
To come to the University of Dayton, and tell us about your background and what brought you north.
So, as you said, I was from Brentwood, Tennessee, went to Ravenwood High School. When I got there junior and senior year, fortunately, we went to state championship both years, lost junior year, won senior year, and I personally didn't know if I was going to play in college, and that winning that championship kind of sparked my love of football even more, and I was like, I'm not done with this. And Coach Chamberlain kept in contact, unlike a lot of other teams, and came up for my visit. And similar to Adam, I wanted the academics part was huge for me. I knew personally I wasn't pursuing a career in the NFL or anything, so academics was first and foremost. And to go along with that, like Adam had said too, is you get your competitive football. We win conference championships, and that's something I wanted to be a part of too. So I got here, felt at home immediately. I love the people around me. I remember we were sitting in we do a player panel for recruiting, and I was sitting with my mom, and she after it was done, she looked at me, she goes, "Just looks like there's a bunch of Andrews up there on the panel." And I was like, I felt the same way. So I felt like I was at home. Everyone, was going in the same direction I was, and I wanted to be a part of it. So.
Yeah, I can remember your breakout moment. Ironically, it came at a really scary
yep.
time for you.
Yep.
It was a spring game heading into what would it was your fret. It was your sophomore year
yep.
spring game. You had a great spring game, intercepted a pass, mm-hmm. and your mom has a seizure.
Yep.
I mean, she's a very serious medical issue in the stadium at the same time. Wow, what a dramatic high and low for you all in one day.
No, absolutely. And to be honest, after that game, I think that really just made me care about the program and the team more because of the way they surrounded me and they supported me in the time like that. I had every coach there for me. Coach Chamberlain was there in the hospital when she was in there. Coach Ewald was another huge factor in, taking my little brothers away from it. But, when you get all that support, and I'm at the time, a freshman, going to be a redshirt freshman, and you see all that, you realize it really doesn't matter, what your role is on the team or, what class you are or whatever. If you're part of the Flyer family, you're going to get treated like it, and everyone's here around you to support you and care for you and see you succeed. And, you know, I truly felt that. So although it was, you know, a rough time, afterwards it just made me have a stronger commitment to this team and, you know, just kind of solidified the choice I'd made, you know, a year earlier about coming here. So.
All right. Well, if you've just listened to these guys, then you understand why they were voted captains. And we're going to talk more to them about their role on this football team, their lives outside of football. We're going to look back at an historic win, and we'll look forward to what's the most important game on the schedule, the next game. That's all as we continue. You're listening to the Rick Chamberlain Show. We are live at Milano's on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's on Brown Street, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk.
Premier Health is proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. As the official sports medicine provider for 39 area schools, they treat more student-athletes than anyone else in the region. From injury prevention, treatment, and sports performance, their team of board-certified physicians, athletic trainers, and rehabilitation specialists offer a comprehensive program focused on the goals of each athlete. To learn more or to find a Premier Health sports medicine or orthopedic specialist, visit premierhealth.com/sportsmed.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
A 43-yard field goal with a ticket to the championship on the line. Here's the stuff. The game
is... At this moment, who you voted for doesn't matter. What kind of car you drive, how much money you make, what kind of music you listen to, or how many followers you have doesn't matter. At this moment... The only thing that does is football. Visit footballmatters.com.
Mainly clear skies as we head through your Monday evening. It's a warm one, temperatures falling back into the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist McCall Vrydags on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's Pizza, Subs, and Taps on Brown Street near the UD campus. Hey! 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
WHIO's Chris Hartley with some fun events for you this weekend here in the Miami Valley. The Xenia Community Festival is happening this weekend. That's going to be over at Shawnee Park. The festival will present a balloon glow, rides, games, live music, and arts and crafts booths. Friday 5 to 9 and Saturday 9 to 9. The Miami Valley Sports Festival is happening this weekend. That's going to be over at Montgomery County Fairgrounds. You can help celebrate sports, health, and wellness along with fitness and seminars, demos, clinics, and more. Friday 6 to 10, Saturday 8 to 4, and Sunday 8 to 4. The Hispanic Heritage Festival is going on this Saturday. That's going to be at Riverscape Metro Park. This is a free event with live music Saturday 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And the Huber Marigold Festival is going on Saturday. That's going to be on Brant Pike. You expect a full day of live music, food trucks, kids zone, and other vendors. The Saturday festival is going to kick off at 11 a.m. and it's going to run through 7. Getting you out into the Miami Valley this weekend, I'm Chris Hartley, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Are you ready?
ready for Nostalgia Week, WHIO listeners? It's coming soon, the week of September the 15th. Listen all that week to hear voices and music from years past. Classic WHIO radio jingles, special programming hosted by WHIO radio personalities. And cap off the week with us at a special showing of American Graffiti, Saturday the 21st at 7 p.m. at the Plaza Theater in downtown Miamisburg. Listen in and reminisce here on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's Pizza, Subs, and Taps on Brown Street near the UD campus. Hey. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hansgen.
Hey, welcome back to Milano's. Welcome back to the Rick Chamberlain Show. The Flayton Flyers have started off the season with a 42-35 upset win over 14th-ranked Indiana State. Now we'll be on the road again this week at Robert Morris. We'll tell you more about that coming up. But Coach Chamberlain, looking back at that game, Indiana State moved the ball down the field fairly efficiently on their first drive. However, did you guys feel like you were back on your heels, or was it more just kind of a feeling things out?
It was. I didn't feel like we were back on our heels at all, Larry, defensively. I just thought that they made some plays. There were some plays we hadn't seen before that they were running there at the beginning, and they executed and got the touchdown. And I thought, Larry, what really changed then for us, I mean, get behind 7-0 on the very first drive against a very good team, but then our kickoff return. And Jake Chisholm there returned it to the midfield, gave us great field position, and our offense marched in, scored a touchdown, tied it up. I really thought that really then got some momentum for us going.
And then you get a defensive stop. So when you put those two together, is there a sense like, okay, here we go?
Here we go. And I really did. I never felt like that we were on edge there. Okay, what's going to happen now? I thought we were in good control. I thought that we knew what was going on offensively and defensively. T. Overman and Austin King and Kevin Hoying and the staffs there, they put together an outstanding game plan on both sides of the ball. I felt like that they were locked in. They knew exactly how to attack Indiana State's defense. And defensively, I thought Coach Overman had a real good sense of what they were trying to do against our defense.
Okay, a good plan is one thing, but if that's not communicated effectively and or consumed effectively by your players, it doesn't matter. Adam Trautman, we talked a little bit after the game that it did seem like you guys were really in sync throughout your offensive unit, not just quarterback Jack Cook and yourself, but across the line, whether it was making checks and making blocking calls, things like that, from an X and O's execution standpoint, was it a pretty good game for you guys?
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, we didn't feel that we were down. We always had confidence that we were going to go out there and score, because that's really what we've had instilled into us ever since halfway through last season, when we saw what we could do when our offense is firing on all cylinders. But yeah, like Coach Chamberlain said, Coach King and Coach Hoying, they put together an amazing game plan. It's one thing to tell us what to do, but when they can pull out the film and they're like, hey, this is what we're seeing and we're going to attack it this way and this is why, that really shows your players and makes it easier for your players to really buy into what you're trying to do. So I mean, they put together a great game plan, and then obviously we went out and executed it, and they communicated it well to us, and I think that's ultimately why we won.
What's that early success, though, do? That first drive when you are able to click and it's like, okay, we said this would work, you guys do it, and lo and behold, it does work.
Yeah, it definitely puts a bunch of confidence into us. But as an offensive unit, and obviously as a full team, we're very confident in ourselves. We know what we can do. We know the coaches put us in the best position possible every single game. And then it becomes up to us to execute it and put it all together.
All right, Andrew Luchens, you had a nagging injury in camp, and it raised its ugly head for you in the first quarter. So then you went from being captain on the field to quasi-coach on the sideline. I'm surprised you have a voice to actually speak to our radio listeners tonight, because you might have done more yelling than anybody at Memorial Stadium on Saturday. So what were you doing in trying to make sure not just Zach Rumpke, who came in to fill in for you, but everyone on defense was executing?
Absolutely, and I think one of the biggest things was, you know, just had been being there before and been in all types of games, you know, games were down, games were winning, just keeping a level head. So, like, you know, in that game, there's a lot of exciting moments. There's a lot of momentum swings. And Coach Overman, you know, we have a motto, just play next play. So that goes both ways. So whether you do something good or whether it's that first drive where they march the ball down on us and they end up getting the touchdown right off the bat, you know, you just got to play that next play. And so I think we did a great job of whenever we'd come off to the sideline, regrouping, not pointing the finger, not freaking out on everyone, but instead collectively saying, all right, what happened? If it was wrong or if we did something good, how do we keep doing that? And I think that was the biggest thing, you know, to see from this year to last year was just how when we got off to the sideline, we kept a level head, we came together, hey, let's go get this done, and it's the next play. And that's the mentality we're going to try to keep throughout the rest of the season.
If people just look at the final score, 42-35, they don't understand the resiliency that was involved in getting to that point. Coach, twice your team had 14-point leads. Twice those leads were wiped out. Yet twice, and actually three times, you responded to that. What did that say about the poise of your team?
And that's what I was just going to say, Larry, was that shows you the maturity and the poise of this football team, that we didn't crumble. A lot of teams could have, because, again, Indiana State being an outstanding team that they are, all at once they tie it up, and now you're thinking, what's going to happen now? An immature team would think that. A veteran, confident team, they just said, okay, this is what we got to do. Let's go out and do it. And you could just feel that on the sideline, Larry. You really could. As a coach, that's why I said I never felt like very anxious on the sideline. The whole game just felt very into it. And the players, I could see it was the same for them. And just that ability to be resilient, like you said, to overcome those times in the game that wasn't going our way there, whether it was a stop on a fourth down on our part or whether they scored and tied up the game there. Our guys just – I never saw panic or big eyes. As a coach, you can sense when guys are nervous and going to try too hard or whatever. I never felt that on the sideline.
You had veterans like Adam and Andrew and several others, but you had a new number of players who are playing their first college football game ever. But across the board, the mindset appeared to be the same.
It was. I mean, you're talking about guys playing their first game ever. I'm looking out on the field, and our Kyle Finnick, a defensive tackle for us, is probably 6'2", 250, playing his first college game. He redshirted last year, was on scout team. I'm looking out on the field, and the guy he's going against is 6'9", 325.
He looked like a James Bond movie villain.
He did. I was telling people, sometimes I looked across the field, I couldn't even see Kyle. I couldn't see around that guy to see, well, if he was in the right alignment or not. But our guys, those young guys, we had about 20 first-time travelers on this team, on this game. But the influence that these upperclassmen that have been through it, seniors, juniors, they know what a Dayton football team, how the expectations are for them. And I thought that was communicated very well. And these young guys, these first-time travelers, they accepted it and able to execute it just like these veterans.
Well, you know, it was not unnoticed by the college football world, and certainly not unnoticed by the PFL, as the offensive player of the week in the PFL was quarterback Jack Cook, who 21 of 29 passing, 251 yards, two touchdowns. He also rushed for 52 yards. The defensive player of the week was Tim Simon, 11 tackles, an interception, several passes defended. And I saw Tim Simon play with more emotion than I've ever seen Tim Simon play with.
I'm telling you, I told the coaches, we always watch the film together. Coaches grade it at different times, but we always watch it together. And then we talk about each position, what we thought our position players did. And Coach Overman, he was saying, he said, this is the first time I've got to see Tim Simon play. He said he really surprised him. He said, because in scrimmages and so forth, he hadn't seen that type of Tim Simon. And I told Coach Overman, I said, this is Tim Simon's best game he has ever played at the University of Dayton.
Well, he picked the right time to do it, and the Dayton Flyers off to a good start, but it's just one game. A lot of more football left to be played, including this coming Saturday at Robert Morris. We'll talk about that. Also, we'll learn more about our captains, Adam Troutman and Andrew Lutyens. It's all as we continue. The Rick Chamberlain Show, we are live at Milano's on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's on Brown Street. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 7:31. I'm Kurt Russell. Here are the three big things you need to know this hour. Two juveniles are arrested after threatening social media posts that targeted a Centerville middle school. The coroner rules the Memorial Day tornadoes played a role in a Trotwood woman's death. And our top story, six Dayton police officers received the Medal of Valor at the White House this morning.
Summer heat returns. How long it will feel like the 90s? I'm Chief Meteorologist McCall Freitags. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO triple team traffic. We're looking good, except for we do have a bit of a construction work on I-75 northbound between I-70 and US 40. Currently road work going on there. The right lane is closed. That's causing about a 6-minute delay there. Expect some caution and drive carefully. Our top story. Six Dayton police officers received the Medal of Valor at the White House this morning. Our Washington insider Jamie Dupree has continuing coverage.
These six officers ended the violent rampage.
President Trump saluted the Dayton officers.
On behalf of our entire nation, we thank you for your remarkable and heroic actions.
As the president said, the Dayton police saved countless lives.
Jamie has the latest on his blog on our Facebook page. Search WHIO Radio. The coroner rules the Memorial Day tornadoes played a role in a Trotwood woman's death. 86-year-old Lois Elmore died last week. The Montgomery County Coroner's Office says Elmore died from multiple trauma after a tornado caused her home to collapse. She also died from heart disease and other natural causes.
With local news every 15 minutes, this is WHIO Continuing News.
The Rosberg Village Administrative Building in Dark County is currently on fire. The fire was reported around 6:30 this evening at the 200 West Main Street. Fire crews are currently working to put out the blaze. We'll keep you updated as we learn more about the status of that fire. Two juveniles are arrested for threatening social media posts that targeted a Centerville middle school.
Centerville Schools contacted the sheriff's office Friday morning about a threat posted on social media targeting Watts Middle School. Deputies arrested one juvenile. On Sunday, a similar threat was shared on social media targeting students. A suspect was also taken into custody.
WHIO's Amy Frederick. It's not clear what the threat said or if the incidents were directly related. Now the most accurate and dependable forecast. Here's Storm Center 7 Chief Meteorologist McCall Freitags.
Mainly clear and warm as we head through this evening, falling through the 70s. We'll stay quiet through the night and coolish with lows down around 63 degrees. For your day tomorrow, you'll feel the humidity already as you step out the door in the morning. Hot and humid for the afternoon. 90 degrees your expected high with heat index values in the middle 90s. We will stay dry, though, with mostly sunny skies. I'm Chief Meteorologist McCall Freitags on Dayton Severe Weather Station 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar. We still have sunny skies above the Miami Valley tonight. That sun will be going down pretty soon, but we'll still have clear skies after that. Currently it's 75 degrees in Troy, 79 in Springfield, and 81 in Dayton at 735. With news on the hour, the half, and instantly when it breaks, I'm Kurt Russell on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. Depend on it.
This is Larry Hansgen. I'm excited to announce our YMT Vacations destination for 2020, an incredible tour through Central Europe. On July 17th, we fly to Munich, Germany, and from there depart on a tour of Austria, stopping first in Innsbruck and then a city that holds a very special place in my heart, Salzburg, where I spent a year as a college student. We'll see the majestic Festung that overlooks the city, scenes from The Sound of Music, and after 2 days there, it's on to Vienna, so rich in history and culture. We'll have plenty of time to explore before heading to Budapest, Hungary, to finish our trip with a stop in charming Slovakia along the way. Costs for this trip, including round-trip airfare from Dayton, hotels, breakfast, some dinners, all taxes and fees, and most importantly, our own personal local guide, $33.88 per person, after a special $350 discount per person if you book now. And if you joined us in Greece this summer, save an additional 5% as a loyal customer. Visit YMT's website for details on this 10-day elegant Central Europe tour or call 1-800-716-1757. That's 800-716-1757.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's Pizza, Subs, and Taps on Brown Street near the UD campus. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hansgen.
And welcome back here to Milano's on Brown Street. Great place to come on Monday nights, obviously, for the Rick Chamberlain Show. Great place to come after a Flyer, a football game, or if you just want to get a bite to eat, lunch, dinner, or just gathering with friends. Oktoberfest menu's coming up. That's going to be exciting. Just come hungry, and you won't go away disappointed here at Milano's. We're talking about a 42-35 Dayton win over 14th-ranked Indiana State in the season opener, the biggest upset in the history of the program. But that's in the rearview mirror already, and it is time to start thinking about Robert Morris, and that's a game coming up on Saturday. We'll do just that in a bit, but I'm the host of the show, so I get stat nerdy if I want, and I'm going to do that. Because things I love about the game is the game within the game. You alluded to it earlier when you mentioned that Indiana State draws first blood, but you get the kick return by Jake Chisholm to midfield, gives you a short field. That didn't happen once. That happened twice.
Yes.
So hidden yards. You had 157 yards in kick returns on Saturday, compared to 87 for Indiana State. I mean, that's a big difference right there. That's almost a whole football field of yardage difference.
Exactly, and that's what we always talk about, why special teams are so important, Larry, because of the hunks of a field position that each one has within that special team. And you've heard us say it time and time again, Larry, you got to win the kicking game, you got to win the turnover battle. Those two things we won Saturday. And you look at total yards and this and that, we didn't win those things, rushing yards, all that. But we won the kicking game and we won the turnover battle. We were at a plus two. Key turnovers. And that's what helped us win here.
Another hidden yardage stat, and if there are Cleveland Browns fans listening, you'll appreciate this. Penalties. You know what? Indiana State hurt themselves. 9 penalties, 104 yards. Dayton, you had 7 penalties, 77 yards, but 30 of those yards were in celebration penalties. A ticky-tacky one on Andrew Holderer after he scores his first collegiate touchdown. Come on. Yes. And you're going to flag the poor kid for a celebration. And then the entire Dayton team getting a celebration penalty at the conclusion of the game. So realistically, penalties were very minimal.
Very minimal. And that's, I tell you, that's unusual in your first game. You watch all these college games last week and all the teams that had penalty after penalty, false starts and holding and face mask and all that. We played a very clean game, whereas Indiana State didn't. And they had some penalties that hurt them, hurt drives. All at once they'd have a big play and it was called back because of a penalty there. So that was a big plus for us in that our penalty total was very low.
Andrew Luchens, that doesn't just happen by accident. So to what would you attribute the fact that the Dayton Flyers did not make silly mistakes?
I think it's just comes from the coaching staffs and trickles down. But, I mean, since I've been here, Coach Chamberlain's preached special teams and penalties. And you know, as a freshman, you kind of come in, you're like, oh, those are two, you know, kind of smaller stats in high school. You know, we didn't focus too much. I mean, we want to be penalty free, of course, but we didn't focus too much on that. Our special teams were kind of a second thought. So when I got here, I was kind of surprised to hear that those were his two biggest things. However, the more games I've played here and been a part of, the more it's true. I think every game I think that we've won that I can remember, we've had the better starting average field position, which is a huge one. And then most of the other games, we've come on the other end, you know, we've benefited from having less penalties than them. And I think, as he said too, another thing is the timing of the penalties. So although it might be a holding penalty where it's just 10 yards, well, if that comes after a 60-yard run, you're taking all those yards back, and then it's also the morale of the team that, you know, one guy didn't do his job, and for all those other guys who did the job, it's tough for them to, you know, bounce back from that. Like, I just did my job, and we don't get to capitalize on what we could have because of those penalties. So I think it really just comes from, you know, the coaches harping on it. Coach Chamberlain, you know, he tells you this is how it is and this is how we win ball games, and if you buy into it, it's true.
And, Larry, if I could just add, the other part of it is how disciplined are your young men? You got to have discipline within yourself to execute and not have penalties there. And that's one of the great things I think about the young men we have in our program. They are disciplined individuals there.
And I wanted to talk to Adam Trauman about that very thing because, and Adam, you are, we talked about it after the game, you're a marked man. Okay, the defense, they know about you. They've got you on film, and they're bringing things to you. Maybe not all of them above board. And every time you know you're going for a ball, you got people scratching and clawing at you. But how important is it for you not to get into some type of little ticky-tacky cat fight with some of these guys?
Yeah, to be honest, like I don't really hear much from the other guys. I think. Fortunately, I get a lot of respect from our opponents, so guys won't really trash talk me and all that kind of stuff. But you do feel a little extra shove here or there. Like if you're standing around a pile and you know the play's over, obviously some kid will come and push you. That did happen a couple of times, obviously. But I'm very level-headed, and you know, we talk about on offense. Who cares what they're saying? The best redemption and revenge is execution. So, you know. They come out, they pop me on an over route, and, you know, they pick it off. But, you know, come back next play, make a big play, get us inside the 10-yard line. So all about response, and execution's the best way to do it.
Well, you had your best day as a Flyer with a career-high 11 catches, 132 receiving yards. And this despite the fact that, you know, you were getting a defense that was paying very close attention to you. How important is it for you, though, to just be part of the flow and not try to be the guy?
Yeah, no, I definitely do not focus on, hey, I want 15 catches this game or 10 catches or 12, whatever it is. I hope people double cover me. I hope people triple cover me. That's going to leave someone else open, and our game plan is going to be bust wide open, and they're going to have a lot more problems than they did if they just single covered me. So, you know, I invite it, and if they want to do it, that's their decision, and there's going to be other things open and run lanes open and everything like that. So if they want to do it, they can do it. But, you know, it's just going to give us so many more opportunities.
Coach Chamberlain, you're a defensive-minded coach.
Mm-hmm.
You can't help but look at your own guys, though, and say, what kind of problems does a guy like Adam Trautman cause?
Well, I tell you, what he does, it's his size. The mismatch that the position that he plays, it's hard to find those individuals that have the size to be able to control him, to cover him, along with the athleticism there. Those combinations together makes it very difficult. And we saw that firsthand his freshman year when he was on scout team going against our guys.
I remember you telling me.
I was telling you all about that season. Like I said, he is such a mismatch for so many people. That's why we like to split him out. And you see that in our game plan now against those smaller corners out there. So he causes a lot of problems in different ways just by his physical presence.
Well, my favorite play, one of my favorite plays from Saturday, was Adam goes in motion. Cook takes the snap, and Adam just basically throws him into the end zone. what's the name of that play?
Well, it was just a quarterback sneak, really.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was just a play we had in this week. Just using motion to help push it, and it's a very efficient
play. Not like
play.
Adam ruins everything or nothing like that.
No. That was just one of the plays in the game plan this week, and it worked. So happy about that.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of things worked for the Dayton Flyers this week in a 42-35 win over Indiana State, but there's a lot of work yet to be done, including preparation for a game Saturday at Robert Morris, which has become a traditional non-conference rival for this Dayton football team. We'll be looking at the Colonials and what they bring to the table this year. We're going to find out more about Andrew Luchens and Adam Trautman outside of football. That's all coming up, and we continue the Rick Chamberlain Show. We are live at Milano's on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's on Brown Street. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk.
This is Larry Hansgen. I'm excited to announce our YMT Vacations destination for 2020, an incredible tour through Central Europe. On July 17th, we fly to Munich, Germany, and from there depart on a tour of Austria, stopping first in Innsbruck and then a city that holds a very special place in my heart, Salzburg, where I spent a year as a college student. We'll see the majestic Festung that overlooks the city, scenes from The Sound of Music, and after 2 days there, it's on to Vienna, so rich in history and culture. We'll have plenty of time to explore before heading to Budapest, Hungary, to finish our trip with a stop in charming Slovakia along the way. Costs for this trip, including round-trip airfare from Dayton, hotels, breakfast, some dinners, all taxes and fees, and most importantly, our own personal local guide, $33.88 per person, after a special $350 discount per person if you book now. And if you joined us in Greece this summer, save an additional 5% as a loyal customer. Visit YMT's website for details on this 10-day elegant Central Europe tour or call 1-800-716-1757. That's 800-716-1757.
Stop in to Logan Master Appliance to discover a world of possibilities in one oven with the new KitchenAid Smart Oven Plus. It brings together a collection of oven-powered grill, baking stone, and steamer attachments with connected cooking to tap your full culinary potential. Fuel your creativity with attachments that allow you to grill indoors, steam a dinner for four, and save time when preheating a baking stone. Come into Logan Master Appliance today to learn how the KitchenAid Smart Oven Plus with powered attachments is more than an oven. Select attachments, ship separately.
Weather can change quickly. That's why you need a forecast you can trust. Storm Center 7 is the only local weather team with its own live Doppler radar, giving you the most accurate look ahead as storms develop.
Indications on radar have shown rotation.
And when time is critical, live Doppler 7 is 2 minutes faster.
You want to be prepared now.
Your team of severe weather experts dedicated to keeping you safe. That's Storm Center 7. Weather coverage you can count on.
The 16th annual United Rehabilitation Services Rubber Duck Regatta, presented by Synchrony, is Saturday, September 14th at Riverscape Metro Park during the Hispanic Heritage Festival. At least 20,000 rubber ducks will be dropped into the Great Miami River at 4:30 p.m. for a chance to win 8 great prizes. Proceeds benefit vital programs for children and adults with disabilities in the Miami Valley. Adopt your ducks at DaytonDucks.com, local Kroger stores, Buffalo Wild Wings, or by calling 235-DUCK.
Mainly clear skies as we head through your Monday evening. It's a warm one, temperatures falling back into the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist McCall Vrydags on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's Pizza, Subs, and Taps on Brown Street near the UD campus. Hey. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hansgen.
Hey, welcome back to Milano's here on Brown Street, the home of the Rick Chamberlain Show. Every Monday night during the Dayton Flyer football season, which has just begun, one game in the books, a 42-35 win at Indiana State, and one for the record books, the history books, if you will, the biggest upset by a Dayton Flyer team in history, certainly in the FCS level, a 19.5-point underdog, 14th-ranked team, Flyers win 42-35. Okay, enough of that. Time to talk about what's next. And before we talk about Robert Morris, we've got our two captains here, Adam Trautman, tight end out of Williamsburg, Michigan, and also flyer back Andrew Luchens from Brentwood, Tennessee. And Andrew, what are you studying at the University of Dayton?
I'm a sports management major. So it's
with the thought of doing what?
I personally want to coach. I kind of sat back and thought, you know, what could I impact the most people with by doing? And I love football. I love dealing with kids. I love building relationships and, you know, helping people be successful. And that's really the avenue I wanted to do. But I pursued sports management knowing that, that what you learn there is very transferable to any job. So, you know, I'm doing sales, fundraising, you do marketing, you do sports law, like you touch all the aspects of business. So I have that just in case, you know, coaching doesn't work out or something like that. So, but that's, I'd like to enter coaching. That's what I'm doing.
What's the one class you've taken at the University of Dayton that really stands out? That was like, boy, this was great.
I had a class last year. It was called Religion and Science. And at first, you know, I was kind of iffy about it just because, you know, I didn't really know what that brought. I honestly thought those were two opposite things. You know, they get a lot of opposite topics. But the teacher I had was, his name was Mr. Barnes. And it really just made you thought every day you go into class. So we didn't have a lot of assignments or anything like that. So that was kind of a plus. But it was also just, when you went in there, it made you think about things you don't always think about. And not all classes do that. Some classes you go in, it's just a PowerPoint. You're just writing down stuff. But this one, you know, we raised questions that weren't talked about a lot, and it just made you think. So every day was something, or every time I went in there was something interesting. So that was one of my classes.
Okay. What do you do you've got a full schedule of classes. You've got a lot on your plate with football. But what do you do if you do have a chance to unwind?
We do a lot of things. I live in a house with six guys, so it's pretty interesting. They're all football players. But we'll really do anything as long as it's together. So we'll play Xbox. Me and teammate Brian Gillen got a season going in Madden that we play against each other with. And then we got a little backyard with a fenced-in area, so sometimes we'll just go out there, grill out. We have a cornhole set, so we'll get some pretty intense cornhole games going. But honestly, it's really anything, and we just kind of turn it competitive into a game. So it doesn't take much with six football players to get something going. So
all right, Andrew Luchens, with a football career that is yet to be wrapped up, and a lot of things down the road for him, and a big life ahead of him, and probably be an outstanding coach someday. So if you're out there and if you're looking for a grad assistant maybe next year, mm-hmm. something like that, get in touch with Coach Chamberlain. He'll hook you up. All right, Adam Trautman, what are you studying at the University of Dayton?
Electrical engineering.
Okay, with the thought of doing what?
Well, I've done technical sales the last two summers, so that's definitely the route that I would go within that degree. Actually, the company that I've been working for the last two summers, they just offered me a full-time job, so yeah, excited about that.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you have that. You know, you have that something waiting for you at the end. Okay, you know what? I heard some people, they were Michigan fans, and they were complaining that they thought Army was cheaters because when all the players they recruit, they guarantee them jobs after graduation and free housing. But so that's great. So you've got that option if you choose to take advantage of it.
Hopefully put that on hold a little bit, but yes, absolutely.
So what was the class that really resonated with you? Was it something within the electrical engineering, or was it something else that maybe, like Andrew said, that you weren't really anticipating would be meaningful?
Yeah, definitely not within my major, but definitely my favorite class of all time, George DeMarco.
Yeah, I missed that one.
HSS 275, that is my favorite class of all time. Yep. He's so wild, so engaging, and that's my favorite class by far.
All right. So what do you do to relax, unwind, to just have fun?
Yeah, so I actually got a lot more free time on my hands this semester because I'm a fifth year, so I only have to take as many credits as I need to graduate, so I'm only taking six credits. So to be honest, during the day, I spend a lot more time in the training room just making sure my body's all good to go. But outside of all of that, Andrew said, video games for sure. Always keeping that competitive spirit. Nothing better than ruining your roommate's night by beating him in something. So we do a lot of that. And then my favorite thing, I've said it on the show before, but just sitting around in a room with a bunch of your buddies and talking about literally whatever is probably my favorite thing of all time. So do a lot of that as well.
All right. I would be remiss if I did not talk about all the visitors that have been hanging around practice, okay? Mm-hmm. You have gotten the attention of some NFL scouts. You see them at practice. You're aware of them coming to games and things like that. Mm-hmm. Would you like to play football beyond this year at the University of Dayton?
Absolutely. This is what I've, you know, that's what I've worked for, you know, my whole life. And I know, you know, people see that. Like, I put in so much time into this and so much effort, and my love for the game is unmatched. And that's why I said something about put the full-time on hold. Yeah, that's definitely something I'm going after. So, but right now, my focus is on this season. You know, everything, as long as everything goes like it should this season, you know, we have high hopes for the team, and, you know, I'm sure all that stuff will fall in line. So it's not definitely obviously on my radar, but definitely focused on the season right now.
All right. Adam Trautman with a bright future of football and otherwise. And the future right now, though, for Adam Trautman, Andrew Luchens, and the rest of the Dayton football team is this Saturday. Robert Morris. And this is a team that you're very familiar with, Coach mm-hmm. Chamberlain. What can you tell us about this version?
This version, Larry, is not much different than the teams we played since 1995. They've had a couple coach changes since then, but they're still the same type of young men, tough, physical, good size, not as big as Indiana State, but athletic. And they just love to play Dayton and beat Dayton.
Right.
They just, Dayton is one of those schools, or the school on their schedule, that they circle every year. And I know that when we get there this coming Saturday, they'll be ready for us. They stubbed their toe last week against a team that they probably shouldn't have lost to, but I think, Larry, they were thinking ahead, because they knew the Dayton Flyers was coming in, and they were gearing up for us already. So it'll be a tough one. These games with them, it always comes down to a fourth quarter. They've got some veterans back from last year's team. We got them last year, first game of the season there. They played two games, and I can see them, their execution that they have going there offensively. They're always going to be a strong defense, one of the best defenses we play each year. So it'll be another battle.
It's a 3 o'clock kickoff, which is it's unusual. I mean, mm-hmm. you've played the noon 1 o'clock games. You've played night games. This is in the middle. Do you have to do anything adjustment-wise to just your schedule, your
right.
routine?
And you try not to adjust it too much because you like to get in that rhythm like we were. I thought we traveled very well to Indiana State. I thought things were just falling into place, and the guys were in a good rhythm going into it. There will be a couple adjustments, but you don't want to make them way out there. 3 o'clock, because it's on their conference TV, their conference sports channel. They're televising that game, so that's why it's a 3 o'clock game. So that's 2 hours different. So we'll probably tweak a little bit in the morning hours there. We don't want our guys just laying in bed till 11 o'clock before we eat pregame meal, but we'll have something for him to do there.
Okay. All right. Andrew Luchens, that game is coming up Saturday. Between now and then, as a captain, what are you going to do to make sure this Dayton football team's ready?
I think Coach Chamberlain's hit it right on the head. You know, this is our biggest game now. Last game, huge game, monumental win. However, that means nothing if we lose and drop this one. And it's all about this week of practice is all about getting back to it. We got a new opponent, Robert Morris. They happen to be my first game ever playing, and I remember that very vividly. Coach Chamberlain called it one of our worst games we've ever played, and I was a part of that. So I know what it takes to beat them, and I know how hard they play against us and how bad they want to beat us. So I'm just going to try to bring that to practice and, you know, share that with the younger guys is, hey, you know, last week's in the past, and if we want to get to where we want to be by the end of the year, it's this week right now, Robert Morris. And we'll start working on that.
Adam, you've had a chance to look at film from game one. You've had your coaches critique you on game one, but you've critiqued yourself. What are you going to do to be a better Adam Trautman Saturday than you were this past Saturday?
Well, obviously it starts with practice and preparation. You can always spend more time on huddle, looking at all the film, doing your own self-analysis of certain things that they do, certain things that their players do, how they play techniques. So definitely spend more time on film. And then, you know, Saturday, just bring in, you know, you can always bring more energy and more relentlessness. And that's something we stressed. And, you know, like, if you want to know why we beat Indiana State, that's why we beat them. Because we kept going after them and getting after them. And, you know, we kept putting it on them. And that's why this football program is so good. And that's why this football program wins games. So, can always be more relentless, and that's what I'm going to bring this Saturday.
All right, Coach, real quick, your point of emphasis this
week. Point of emphasis is our coaching staff is going to put together a game plan offensively, defensively, that these young men can execute, they can understand, and keep that passion there.
All right, Dayton and Robert Morris, Saturday, 3 o'clock kickoff. If you're not making that short drive over to Pennsylvania, to Coriopolis just outside Pittsburgh, well, Mike Kelly and I will be there. We'll have the call here on WHIO, beginning with the pregame show Saturday at 2:30, kickoff 3 o'clock. Back here next Monday night, we'll talk about it on that edition of the Rick Chamberlain Show. On behalf of our engineer-producer, Griff Getz, our student-athlete guests, Andrew Luchens and Adam Trautman, and, of course, the coach, Rick Chamberlain. I'm Larry Hanskin. Have a great week, everyone, and go Flyers.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.